The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, here's a bit of advice. Never run after a streetcar or a woman. Another one will be along soon.
And now, here he is, the chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. Before we start the ball rolling in the Laugh Club today, Ginger, where have you been?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Holtz, but I was out communing with nature and my mind was wandering.
But what took you so long?
I was following it.
Naturally, naturally.
You know, I just love nature, Mr. Holtz.
That's loyally, after what nature did to you.
Oh, Mr. Holtz, you make me so mad. I'd horsewhip you if I had a horse.
Oh, yeah? You wouldn't talk to me that way if you didn't know I was scared of you.
You know, Mr. Holtz, I've been thinking. If it weren't for the mustache, you'd look exactly like my girlfriend.
A mustache? But I don't have a mustache.
I know, but my girlfriend has.
Well, thank you, heaps and loads. Here's a story about a couple of fellas. Who are standing on the street, and they want a drink. They want a drink so bad, and they haven't got any money. So this one fellow says, I got an idea. He says, if you'll go in the barroom on the corner, there's a bartender in there who loves to talk about baseball. He loves baseball. Have a couple of drinks, and all you got to do is to talk about the Yankees and the Dodgers, and you can have the drinks, and you won't have to pay him. He says, I'll try it. So he walks in, says, hi. Fellow says, hi. He says, I'll have a highball. He gives him a highball. He starts to drink. He says, those Giants got a great team. And the bartender says, you can say that again. He says, they can hit. Look at the homies. I'll have another drink. And he has another drink. And he says, and the Cleveland with Bob Fella. He says, you can say that again. They can. So he has another drink. So he starts leaving. The bartender says, how about my money? He says, well, don't you remember? I paid you. And we were talking about the Yankees and Cleveland. He says, yeah, well, he says, I love baseball. So he says, did I forget? He says, well, see you again. He goes out on the street. He says, well, how was it? He says, it's a cinch. Go ahead in. So the other fellow walks in. He says, I'll have a highball. And he gives him a highball. And this fellow says, the Boston Red Sox with Ted Williams. He says, they got a great chance. And the bartender says, you can say that again. That fellow's one of the greatest hitters of all time. He says, I'll have another drink. So he has three or four more drinks. And they're talking about Babe Ruth and Joe DiMaggio. And this fellow says, well, I'll see you again. And the bartender says, wait a minute. Wait a minute. How about my money? There was a guy in here a little while ago. He started talking about the baseball, and I don't think he paid me. So this other guy says, listen, I don't know about that guy, he says, but how about my change?
Oh, Mr. Holt, sugar, could you let me have $50?
I'm sorry, Ginger, but all my money is tied up in cash.
Oh, you old meanie.
Me mean, Ginger? Don't be silly. I'm the kindest man in the world. Why, dogs come up to me and lick my fingers.
Well, why don't you learn to use a knife and fork?
Love that girl. Meetings adjourned.